Good afternoon and welcome to Thompson High School. And I hope we're good now. And KJ McCurley along with me, Dave McCurley, is Childersburg in Sipsey Valley playing in the third place game of this tournament. KJ, we've done pretty good so far.
Yeah, holding our own against Thompson yesterday was a huge deal for this team. And they come in today with a very winnable game against Sipsey Valley. Pretty evenly matched depth advantage to Childersburg. As you see, Seneca Sheely getting in that mid-range game and lacing one for our first points.
Yeah, you know, KJ and I knew how good this Childersburg basketball team could be before this season started. We beat Chelsea, a 7A team, on Saturday in the first round of this tournament. Lose to the homestanding 7A Thompson Warriors by three yesterday. And now 4A Sipsey Valley. We're the smallest team classification-wise in this tournament, son.
And we have absolutely held our own against any of our opponents. As you mentioned, taking down Chelsea, it's just a big win for this basketball team. Seeing all of these big schools early on is also going to make them battle-tested. And you know Coach Johnson loves that come time for the playoffs.
Here's Seneca Sheely. We'll give it back up top. Childersburg up 2-0. We didn't have much of a pregame today as they're starting these things pretty quickly. Here's Seneca Sheely, top of the key. He'll give it over right wing to Tay Fairman. We'll get you the starting lineups here in just a moment. Tay down the lane, puts it up, no good. And the rebound goes to the Bears of Sipsey Valley.
Yeah, a little contact on that. Looks like a sticky, just straight man-to-man Sipsey Valley's coming out in.
Here is Valley. They'll go down, kick it out. Now an open look from way downtown. That's a three by Cornelius Brown, and that is good to give the Bears a one-point lead.
Yeah, going to have to get out there on these guards. They were shooting extended three-pointers in warm-ups, definitely within the range, and you just got to rotate quicker, 3-2.
Here's Jacob Johnson. He'll go down and give it to Brandon Calhoun. Now scoot Seneca Sheely. He'll pull up from three, long range. That was off the mark. Sipsey Valley big on the inside, and they get the rebound with DeCarlos Head. Here come the Bears. Here's Phillip Robinson, left wing, to Brown. Now they'll go back up top and get an open look from three from Colin Warren, and he buries it, and that double screen got us hooked down there, son, and the Bears with a 6-2 lead.
Yeah, Brandon Calhoun just got stonewalled on that double screen action. Really unfortunate. Good play call from Sipsey Valley as you see Fairman again forcing the issue for the second time. He didn't have a great attempt on his first one, but this time he draws the contact and gets himself two.
That foul's going to be on Caden Knight, the sophomore from Sipsey Valley, and that'll give two free throws to Tay Fairman. 6-2 in the early going. Now make it 6-3 as Fairman connects on the first free throw of the contest.
Yeah, so far for Sipsey Valley, showing a lot of man defense. Going to have to have some good screening and good passing to try to get this ball worked around and get some open lanes as Fairman misses the second free throw.
Here's Sipsey Valley now. Here's Robinson with it, and it's stolen away by Childersburg. Here goes Jacob Johnson in strong. He'll lay it up and over. Hey, Robinson.
It's just too little. Just too little. He absolutely just took the cookies of Phillip Robinson and then hit him with a good post layup on the other end. Jacob Johnson has just improved so much.
6-5, Sipsey Valley in the early going. The Bears up top with Caden Knight. He'll back it out, working against Tay Fairman. Get a screen to the right. Go down the lane, put it up. That shot blocked nicely by Duke Fairman. And then now the Bears will steal it back, and a long three by Caden Knight. And I believe Brandon Calhoun is injured on the floor. A three, yeah, by Knight, and it's now 9-5. This is not a good sign if you're a Tiger fan.
Yeah, he looked like he was just trying to get in there and get a deflection or a steal back and just hit the floor really hard. Hopefully it's just that and no more, but we'll see.
They're looking at a right leg right now. Don't know, right around the knee area. We'll see how bad or how good that may be. I tell you what, let's do. Since we didn't get a chance to do much, let's step aside. 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Q100. Chicks 100.3 is WYEA Sylacauga Childersburg and WSGN HD3 Stuartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Looks like Brandon Coon's going to walk off a little stiff-legged, so that is a problem for this game, but right now it doesn't look like, KJ, that it's major issue.
No.
Maybe a Charlie horse or something.
Yeah, it looks like he's talking to the trainer, and he's actually a 100% on his own, putting weight on it, and he's working with the assistant coach as well back and forth, so hopefully he can get it warmed up and he can get back in there. He's an important player.
He will be replaced in the lineup by Xavion Swain, and that's going to be a hand-checking foul. That was a little too much for my liking, too, as they're going to get number three, Phillip Robinson, the senior, on a hand-checking foul on Seneca Shealy.
Did it twice before it was called. My goodness.
Here is Tay working against man-to-man defense from the Bears. Seneca Shealy, right wing. He'll roll around to the left side now and give it up back off to Tay. Spin move in the lane. He'll go up. Shot partially, looked like it was partially blocked and no good. Here come the Bears with a four-point lead. And they'll get an open look from three. That was Colin Warren, and the Tigers get the one-and-done rebound, and here they come. Tay beats his man, gets in the lane, gives it back outside to Jacob Johnson. He'll try driving in the lane. Stopped that time by the Bears. They'll work it around. Now Jacob's got it back, and they need to see if they can try to get the ball inside to Duke. Looking for him now. His brother tries to go around. That's going to be a foul. Another foul if that's on Robinson. No, they're going to call an offensive foul on Duke, on Tay Fairman. And I don't get that.
I think they actually called it on Duke Fairman, okay. And to be honest with you, I think it was the right call. He was trying to set a screen for Tay so he could curl around, and Tay was expecting his brother to cut to the goal, and it just kind of Duke just kind of bulldozed the player into Tay Fairman, so I do believe that was the right call. It's unfortunate. Right now, Childersburg's just way too one-on-one on offense. Yeah. They've got to move the ball some more.
Here's Phillip Robinson. He'll get inside, put it up, no good. Are they going to call another foul on Duke? And that's going to send him to the bench. So our two biggest players right now on the bench, Brandon Calhoun and Duke, and that's going to force the big man Hezekiah Parker to come into the game. And Hezekiah did great yesterday against Thompson, KJ, but he can only give you so many minutes in a row.
Yeah, that's just a really unfortunate foul for Childersburg. I mean, the offensive foul on the other end, it was legitimate, but there was absolutely nothing there. I mean, on that last play, Duke looked like he just jumped straight in the air. Maybe the landing space, I don't know, but even that's being generous if you ask me.
Two free throws by Phillip Robinson gives the Bears their biggest lead of the game at 6. Their head coach, George Ensor, giving them directions defensively here. And now Childersburg will try to dig in. Childersburg 1-1 in this tournament. This game is for third place. Looks like the Bears in a little matchup zone now. Going to force Childersburg to maybe shoot a shot from the outside to loosen it up. Tay will drive around right side. Now pull it back. And he almost threw it away. Sipsy Valley stepped on the line. Phillip Robinson, very, very active here in the early going.
Yeah, their guards both are, but their wings kind of get caught ball watching. So if you're Childersburg, you've got to make yourself available for the ball if you're Swain, if you're Hezekiah Parker, because right now this zone is just, as you said, daring the guards for Childersburg to feel smothered and shoot an extended three. And you can crack this, but you have to have crisp passes.
Now they're going to call an offensive foul on Seneca Shealy.
Oh, my goodness. What did that?
I don't know, but the foul count right now weighing heavily in the favor of the Bears, as I know the scoreboard is not right. I know those fouls. I know Childersburg, to my count, has got at least four. And I don't know that they've called one on the Bears yet.
They've called one. Tay Ferriman shot two free throws. And we get a travel call, and that was the right call. It was a good double team put on. That was number 12 for Sipsey Valley. Travis driving in, and the double team put on by Jacob Johnson and Tay Ferriman forcing that travel.
2:05 to go first quarter. Childersburg trailing by six, and you can see they're double-teaming Hezekiah down low. But I was going to say, if we could somehow try to get that thing into him, he could go to work. The key is to getting it to Xavion Swain on the free throw line. They get it to Scoop on the baseline. 8-foot shot, no good. There's Hezekiah. He had it and had it knocked out of his hands. It'll be Childersburg ball.
But still a good box out and much better action that time. You would like to see Sheely drive all the way in and try to get contact, but that mid-range step back is his go-to shot. Hezekiah with a good rebound position to retain possession.
Here's Jacob Johnson back to Seneca for three. Oh, in and out. I thought I was going to say that's a big shot for Childersburg, but it went down and came back out. Here come the Bears with the basketball. They'll get it right wing, open three, no good for Cornelius Brown. Childersburg with a good rebound, and here comes Tay Fairman. He'll get it to Jacob Johnson, 4-3, and that is good.
He's got five of the eight so far. Jacob Johnson playing extremely good basketball as of late. See if it continues.
Robinson, they get an open look in the corner for three, and that's number two, DeCarlos Head cashing in, and the lead back up to six. You know, how many times I said open look from three already for Sipsey Valley? Our guy's not going to be good with that. And look at Xavion Swain drive on his man and give a little left hook in the lane.
Yeah, that was a beautiful jump hook, man. That looked like a prime Al Jefferson, if you're familiar with that, or maybe even a little bit Carl Malone. Good footwork by the young man.
Phillip Robinson will try a three. That's no good. And this time the Bears get an offensive rebound. Put back no good. Rebound Xavion Swain. Childersburg down by four with 30 seconds to go in the quarter.
Big possession. Try to cut this to a single possession game. Maybe they see if they hold it for one good shot.
This first quarter brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. They go over the back of Hezekiah. No call. Here's Jacob. Seneca. Now in the corner, nice ball movement, and Xavion's going to get a layup. That's the way you beat that zone right there.
Absolutely. We talk about ball movement. Get the ball hopping, get it back to the middle. You get a one-on-one advantage. Xavion Swain, good floater.
And they get a wide-open shot at the buzzer to end this first quarter at 16-12. Childersburg trailing the Thompson Warriors, or excuse me, at Thompson, trailing the Sipsey Valley Bears by four. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Worried about pests invading your home or business? Alabama Termite and Pest Control has you covered. From rodents and termites to bugs and hornets, their experts handle it all. Choose from monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly services tailored to fit your needs. Call 256-378-6903 today, or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg. Proudly serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties. Protect your space. Call today.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Welcome back to Thompson High School. Dave McCurley, KJ. Childersburg down by 4 points. They'll get a wide open three from the corner. No good from Brandon Calhoun. Good to see him back on the floor.
Yeah, and he put up a good shot. Almost got the rebound. So good to see him active and looking pretty good for the most part.
Here's Sipsey Valley. A lot of one-on-one. They'll go down the lane with Brown. Boy, he almost stepped on the inline. They'll pull up from the free throw line. This is, man, what a good-looking shot by Phillip Robinson. Foul line extended, and they extend their lead back to six.
Think hit every part of the rim on its way down. It's just a good shot.
Here's Childersburg. Jacob Johnson back to Tay Fairman. They tripped him, no call. Tay will get a three. That's not his forte. And Sipsey Valley gets the rebound, one and done for the Tigers. Here's Caden Knight. Corner. Man, they are hot as a firecracker right now with DeCarlo's head hitting a three, and it is a 9-point Sipsey Valley lead. We have got to learn how to shut off those shooters. Seneca back to Jacob. Foul line, that's where you got to get it. Brandon Calhoun had open look, didn't take it. Now Jacob will have an open look from three. In and out, no good. And a rebound to Caden Knight. He'll give it to Brown. Brown in the corner to Head. He'll drive right past Hezekiah. Can't make the shot go, and Childersburg steals it away. Here's Seneca. Scoot working. Right wing. I think we really need to try to get the ball to Hezekiah. Jacob Johnson gets it in the middle. No good. That'll go off of Sipsey Valley out of bounds. It'll be, and I thought when Jacob gets that ball in the middle of the lane, if he doesn't shoot it, a dump down to Hezekiah is wide open.
Yeah, and that almost went on a shot for Jacob Johnson. Hezekiah is looking really gassed out there. He's trying to get him a good open shot. As that was not a good open shot. Sheely forced that.
So an air ball from Sheely, and with 5:55 to go until halftime, Sipsey Valley looks to extend their lead. That's not a good shot by Brown for Coach Enzor. So here comes Childersburg. Jacob to Brandon. Brandon being trapped, gets it back out front. Now Tay over to Seneca Sheely. Now I still say we've got to get in there and go to work on their big man or we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, they're making this a shooting contest, and it's playing right into their game plan. They're making us be shooters. Right now we're not making them, so you got to get the ball to the middle just like that.
And that's got to be a foul, and they're going to call that off of Jacob Johnson. They knock him to the floor.
That's awful.
And I'll be the first to tell you, that was not a good call. Into the ballgame for Childersburg will be Christian Hurst. And Sipsey Valley up by 9 with 5:19 to go. Now, last night we saw your Fayetteville Wolves be down by 17 at halftime and come back and win in overtime.
Man,
so
it was a good win for those guys. Absolutely different team in the second half than the first.
So this game not far gone by no means. Long three-pointer. Oh, my Lord. And I'm telling you, they are hitting everything they throw up right now. That was Phillip Robinson from another time zone.
Contested. Jacob didn't stand there.
So biggest lead of the game at 12 for Sipsey Valley. Childersburg gets it. And that, how can that not be a foul? And they're going to call it on the line. Two men hit Sheely on the baseline, knocking him to the floor, and they say he stepped on the baseline.
Yeah, this baseline official was I'll just say he's not having his best day of work and leave it at that.
Sipsey Valley gets in the lane, kicks it out for another three. No good by Colin Warren, and Childersburg gets a rebound. Here's Sheely with it. Just need to be patient and get a good shot here. Calhoun, he finds Christian Hurst for three. No good. Rebound by Caden Knight. Here comes Sipsey Valley with it. 24-12, Sipsey Valley in the lead halfway through the second quarter. And they'll go down the lane, of course. Little touch foul there on Christian Hurst, and that's going to get us for a foul. I mean, we've been knocked to the floor three times in the last four possessions, no whistle.
And we breathe wrong down here, and
that's just very inconsistent. And I'm not saying that that's a bad part of it, but that's just very inconsistent by our referee and crew. But
well, as Rasheed Wallace for the Detroit Pistons once infamously said, ball does not lie. That was a clank.
Yeah, that was a brick by Caden Knight. They'll get one more, but they'll go get a towel and wipe the ball off. 4:10 to go until halftime. Dave McCurley and KJ McCurley with you from Thompson High School, where this is the third place game. By the way, the girls from Childersburg won, did a good job. Another brick. They go over the back, get the rebound, and of course, they're going to say that one was cleanly blocked. Double teamed by Childersburg. And so Now Childersburg will fight to get the basketball, and they'll say that Sipsey Valley stepped on the line, so they will get it. Still down by 12 right now.
Yeah, that was a big play. You turn it over, get it back, force a turnover. We get a basket here, get it to 10, maybe 9. Just a good shot. You know, we're not out of this thing yet. We just got to chip away.
Brandon Calhoun gets knocked down on three, no call, and fighting hard for the rebound. Guess who that is in there? I don't think that's Devin Williams. I'll have to check that and see who that is.
It's like Cody Fowler, maybe?
Maybe. Because Devin on the injured list. I'll check it and see who that is, but a nice job of getting in there for a rebound. Can't believe there wasn't a foul call on Brandon Calhoun. We throw it into the backcourt. Here's Christian Hurst trying to get some guys a blow here. A lot of reserves on the floor for Childersburg. There's J.J. Davis for three. No good. Hezekiah can't get the rebound, and Childersburg right now couldn't throw it in the ocean. Nice spin move by Sipsey Valley, and they're going to call
travel, I believe.
Yeah, Robinson, after he got it back from Knowles, he traveled with it.
Just a little shuffle.
So Childersburg with a lot of youth on the floor right now. You got J.J. Davis, Christian Hurst, Fowler, Xavion Swain, and the senior, Hezekiah Parker. And that's who we need to get the ball to. We get it in there to Xavion. He had Hezekiah behind him, couldn't find him. Sipsey Valley going to get a run out, and they're going to put it home. 26-12. Childersburg just not playing very well right now. Of course, we've got a lot of youth on the floor. Nice ball movement. Give it in there to the big man. I want to see what he can do. Hurst and J.J. playing with it. They'll give it to Xavion. Nice head fake. And then a nice clean block by DeCarlo's head. This is a very big Sipsey Valley team. They try a layup down the lane. No good. 2:50 to go. Childersburg trails by 14. Just trying to weather the storm. How can that not be a foul?
And they waited. They waited till he hit the floor to call that. They thought about not calling that. I mean, we're a little bit, as you said, smaller, a little less athletic, but we're not that much far off from Sipsey Valley, and we've gotten absolutely nothing in the fair value from the officiating crew.
And we're short arm that free throw, I believe, from Fowler. KJ, and something else we've got nothing in the paint. Every one of our points have been from the outside or either a drive on a fast break by Jacob Johnson.
And some of that is the defense of Sipsey Valley. Some of that is us not getting it down there. And some of it's the big guys, really, to be honest with you, flat-footed a lot of times. There's been a few possessions where you've seen Hezekiah Parker, Brandon Calhoun, even just kind of, you know, walking around in the paint, not making themselves available for the ball. If you're not getting the ball, set a screen, get open, make yourself available. You can't have sitting ducks against this good Sipsey Valley 3-and-D team.
Well, they missed two free throws, did Childersburg. Got called for an over-the-back with J.J. Davis, and then Sipsey Valley does what we've not been doing. That's Caden Knight on the inside of the lane, and it is ballooned to a 16-point lead. Hurst, that's where we need to get the ball. He drove, nice dish to Hezekiah, and Hezekiah, easy bucket.
Yeah, that time Parker got a really good seal off, and Hurst saw that, got into the lane with a good shovel pass. That's what we needed. It's 28-14. We'll see if we can get this back down to about 10 before the half as Sipsey Valley just continues to snipe threes that are contested. That was their center.
That's DeCarlo's head putting down a three, like KJ said, with contestion, and it is a 17-point lead for the Bears. Here's Hurst. Gives it back to J.J., just working it around. They'll find Xavion in the left corner, trying to get it inside to Fowler, and they lost it away.
You didn't have to go for that, man. It was deflected. I know he's trying to hustle. You can't fault that, but still, I mean, just Childersburg not in sync. The defense has kind of bothered them as Xavion Swain gets in there. Good deflection. 14 points in the first half, and that's just not going to get it done. And we've given up 30. That's just not a good recipe. You're playing a good team. There's some things we could do better.
Well, you're right. We could play a lot better, and we've got all of our starters are on the bench. Not most of them, all of them.
Some of them in foul trouble, and some of them in rest.
But here's the thing. I think this is a pretty doggone good 4A Sipsey Valley team. Very big, shoot the ball very well. They're going to get called for traveling here. That was number 15, Colin Warren. And here's another thing, too. They've only played 6 ball players. The only one that's come off the bench for them is Gavin Knowles. And Childersburg promptly goes down in there and turns it over. Sipsey Valley in the front court. And we'll see what they can do in the last few seconds of this half. Childersburg down 31-14. As Childersburg looks like they're going to get the basketball back on a turnover from the Bears. Childersburg just can't stand prosperity. They go down, try to get it on the inside, and turn it right back over.
Yeah, young guys not having a good few string of possessions for Childersburg, as you said, the starters apparently sitting the rest of the half.
Childersburg in a little trap right now, and that's opening up some looks. Let's see what Sipsey Valley does in the last few seconds of this quarter.
That is a push-off. Thank you.
And, my Lord, they finally bury a three, but we finally get a call.
Stiff arm.
That was a
stiff arm.
I hadn't seen better licks than that on the football field this year.
Looks like Derrick Henry for the Titans.
At the buzzer. And that's going to be the end of the first half. Childersburg with a heave. No good. 31-16. A 15-point Sipsey Valley lead. We'll step aside and take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union halftime report on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team, with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or a spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Halftime Show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back to Warrior Arena here at Thompson High School. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you, as the Sipsey Valley Bears have just absolutely dominated our Childersburg Tigers in the first half. This, as a third place game, if you could say. It is a consolation game. As Childersburg opened up this tournament on Saturday by defeating the Chelsea Hornets, then they took to the homestanding 7A Thompson Warriors yesterday, had a chance to tie that game up at the end, lose by three, and now they find themselves probably in their biggest deficit of the year. It is their biggest deficit of the year. They haven't trailed like this all season long, to be honest with you. I think the most that Thompson was up yesterday was 8 points. They find themselves down by 15 to a very good, very big 4A Sipsey Valley Bear team. We'll step aside and pay a few more bills. When we come back, we'll talk more about the second half coming up here on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Fall into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Member NCUA.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Don't let the pain slow you down. Hi, it's Ben Donahue at Donahue Physical Therapy. Our patients get one-on-one attention from our dedicated team about getting you back to your normal way of life after an injury. Whether you're recovering from surgery or managing chronic pain, Donahue Physical Therapy will create a plan that works for you. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
Looking for a career that's both high quality and eco-friendly? INEOS in Childersburg has been leading the way since 2005, making top-level lubricants while staying committed to the environment. Be part of a team that's focused on real innovation and a better future. Ready to make a difference? Come by 100 Nippon Drive or visit the Talladega Career Center to apply. INEOS USA, where your career can help drive real change.
Thirty-one to 16, the Sipsey Valley Bears over the Childersburg Tigers. We'll step aside 10 seconds for station identification, hear from more of our sponsors, and we'll be back with the second half on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Kix 100.3 is WYEA Sylacauga Childersburg and WSGN HD3 Stuartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Looking for a career that's both high quality and eco-friendly? INEOS in Childersburg has been leading the way since 2005, making top-level lubricants while staying committed to the environment. Be part of a team that's focused on real innovation and a better future. Ready to make a difference? Come by 100 Nippon Drive or visit the Talladega Career Center to apply. INEOS USA, where your career can help drive real change.
At First Bank of Alabama, we're not just another financial institution. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We're not just a bank. We're your neighbors. Our team lives and works right here in Alabama, so we understand what matters to you most. From flexible personal loans to innovative business solutions, we're committed to helping you achieve your dreams. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Discover a church where community feels like family. Hi, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Every Sunday, we come together to celebrate faith, friendship, and love. Join us for Sunday school at 9:15, worship at 10:30, and Wednesday night Bible study at 6 p.m. Our music is a mix of Southern gospel and contemporary music. Matt Hillier is here to help you grow spiritually and connect with others through discipleship. You're invited to come this Sunday and experience the warmth and joy of First Baptist Church of Childersburg. Your new family is waiting.
Okay, babe, this new home insurance, I'm bugging out.
Why did you say bugging? And why are you bugging?
I don't know what I'm doing. Why aren't you bugging?
Because we just need a State Farm agent. That's what they do. They help people understand their insurance and not bug out about it. And they're like there when you need them. Now quit bugging and say the jingle.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you. Sipsy Valley will get the basketball to start the second half, KJ, and we got to do some different things and shut off some of their hot fire shooting, or we're going to get our third loss of the year.
Well, and the one thing about it, you alluded to it earlier, Fedville down 17 last night. You can get this down to 7-10 going into the fourth and give yourself a chance. If you're Childersburg, you just want to weather this, score in 5 and 6 at a time if you can. Don't give up easy shots as you see Fairman block a jump shot. Just play hard and get yourself back into it as you see an opening turnover on a double dribble right on cue. You don't have to bite it all off at once.
Yeah.
Bits and pieces.
Yeah, they had a wide open look for three with good ball movement, and Duke Fairman got out and blocked that thing, and then they turned it over on the double dribble. So Childersburg trying to move it around. Here's Tay. They'll let him have that 12-foot shot, and again, it rims in and out. That rim was a lot nicer to Sipsy Valley than it was on that first shot for Childersburg here in the second half. And they're going to try a dunk. They try to go up and over with Phillip Robinson, and he almost threw that thing down, but a good stance in taking an offensive charge was Duke Fairman.
Yeah, and it's a turnover. So, yeah, he went for the highlight play, ended up going the other way. So it's not going to be a good talking from his coach, but it'll definitely be an attaboy from Coach Johnson to Fairman. Two opening possession defensive gems for Duke Fairman.
They get it to Brandon Calhoun, free throw line extended, turn around, jumper is good.
I think Robinson's hurt, Dad. I think he came down on his ankle.
I think he came down on somebody else's foot, and I'll tell you one thing. He's walking it off, and I'm going to tell you this, and I know we've said big. This Sipsy Valley team, with the exception of Nall, who comes into the game right now for Robinson, all of them are well above 6'2", 6'3".
Yeah, they're all big. They're all long. They're also all muscular. You can tell there's an emphasis in getting in the weight room at Sipsy Valley, and they're well-conditioned, and they've really taken it to us athletically at times. But we're hanging in there, and I think we get a five-second call.
Yeah, we jumped out into a trap, into that half-court press, if you will. And they turn it over again, so a chance for us to cut into what was a 15-point lead, now at 13, and trying to get it close to double digits, under double digits as well. And Fairman got bailed out. Oh, I thought that I thought Dennis Jackson touched that ball. Obviously, he didn't, so that's turnover Childersburg. We throw it out. So yeah. Here's that full-court press again. And they'll try to get it underneath. Jacob Johnson just could not stay in bounds. Mm. He had the steal, but we were right where we needed to be and had another turnover. And Sipsy Valley not handling our pressure very well here in the second half.
No, Childersburg took all of the passing lanes away, only left one cutter, and Jacob Johnson got to the cutter and almost had a steal. That's textbook pressure.
Here's Valley now. As they'll get a screen. It's a moving one. Nall on the baseline. We'll give it back. Three-pointer off the back iron. No good from Caden Knight. Childersburg rips it down with Seneca Sheely. Here he comes. Going to go down the lane and just had it absolutely taken away from him. And Sipsy Valley will come back, and that's going to be a foul on Childersburg. That may be on – if that's on – yep, it is. That's on Duke Fairman, not Tay. I thought they might get Tay, but that's on Duke, and that's number three.
Oh, and that's going to hurt Childersburg now with rim protection. As you saw on the previous possession, Sheely just trying to push it. I know we want to score in the open court, but sometimes you just got to use discernment. If it's one on three, pull that thing back and wait for friends to come down there. There's no reason to try to take on all of that on your own. And you know, he's an experienced player. He should be able to discern that, and he will next time down, I'm sure, as you get one of two for Sipsy Valley.
Yeah, and Duke Fairman, we've played right at 18, just over 18 minutes in this game, and Duke Fairman might have played two of it. Jacob Johnson on a drive, no good. And he's trying to pressure them, and boy, almost single-handedly come up with a steal.
That's got to be close to a 5 or 7 second call, and that is a turnover.
Yeah, they finally throw it away in the front court, and they're just not handling our pressure very well. I know you asked, well, why didn't we have that pressure to begin with? And they're going to call a timeout and talk about it. Let's take a timeout with them. Sipsy Valley up by 14. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Welcome back to Thompson High School. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you. The Tigers on the short end of a 32-18 lead for the Sipsy Valley Bears. Here comes Childersburg in the front court. A nice drive by Tay Fairman. Tough shot, but he got it to go and cuts the lead to 12.
And you're just going to have to get in the paint against this team and finish some and loosen that pressure up. And here's more pressure for Childersburg.
One thing Sipsy Valley does not have, I've seen this already. They can shoot it. They can run. They can jump. But you want me to tell you something? One thing they do not have is a true point guard, and they don't need it down there with DeCarlo's head as he put one home and got fouled. I believe that foul's on Hezekiah Parker. So just when the Tigers were starting to mount a little run, Head cannot get the free throw, but they get the rebound on the deflection, and Robinson, who's back in the game, puts it back in, and it's the biggest lead of the game, or one of the biggest, at 16. They had a 17-point lead at one time. Here's Seneca. Gets by his man. He'll go down the lane. How in the world he even got it up, I don't know, but he's going to be fouled And right here is where, in my opinion, you have to make hay while the sunshine, yep. KJ. You got to get them in foul trouble, and you got to hit these free throws to get yourself back in the game, or you're going to get run out of here.
Yeah, and this 435 in the third quarter is a huge 4 minutes. You can set yourself up for a comeback, or you can balloon yourself into some more work to be done. See how Childersburg handles it, but we talked about those runs, Childersburg trying to go on one as Sheely does convert. But on the other end, you know, the defensive pressure in the backcourt has been good, but when they've got into the front court, the rotations from our bigs have just been slow at times.
Yeah, and I'm going to mention this too. We have not talked about this yet. You talked about Hezekiah looked a little slow as Sheely's 2 of 2. Remember, we played Coosa in a very close, tough-fought game on Friday night. We played 6A Chelsea on Saturday. We played 7A Thompson yesterday as their backup guard, Gavin Knowles, comes in and drains a three. I mean,
yeah, that was just thrown up.
And, I mean, that's just the kind of day it's been. But this is our fourth game in 5 days. So I know we're a little winded. Here's Brandon Calhoun. He knocks down the three, so we get it right back. But, KJ, we can't swap buckets here. We're down by 14 with 4 minutes to go, third quarter, and almost another turnover, and I believe it is.
Yeah, that time he tried to force a pass to the corner, and that was number 3, Phillip Robinson, and he's back in the game, but you can tell he's a little winded. You mentioned only 8 players getting action for Sipsey Valley. And
actually only 6.
And you're starting to see the effects of that with depth.
Tay gets into the lane, goes down, puts up a shot, no good, but he is fouled, and this is what we need. With 3:50 to go, third quarter, down by 14.
Not only do you give yourself chances to trim into the lead, it also stops the clock and slows this game down and gives you plenty of time to try to get back into this thing even further. And we just cannot cash in free throws at a more than half percent rate.
Well, and another thing it does is it gets Sipsey Valley more fouls. And I'm telling you, with only 6 guys seeing the court, as Tay is good on 1 of 2, it gives. They're going to have to play more people, or they're going to get in foul trouble playing at the rate they are right now. Here's that full court pressure again. And they got away with a travel. No, they didn't. They finally made a late call, and there's another turnover from the Bears.
And you've seen Phillip Robinson. He's scored probably, I don't know, but I don't have an exact count, but maybe 14, 15 today, I'd say. He almost tried to dunk one earlier. He's been talking, but that time they made him be a passer, and he didn't make a good pass.
And we didn't make one there as well. Now they're saying it's backcourt. I thought they were going to say it was deflected, but Childersburg turns it over. And I think we got a 30-second timeout. 39-26, Sipsey Valley in the lead. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Performance matters on and off the field. That's why drivers everywhere trust Ineos, delivering the power and protection your engine deserves. The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos.
Welcome back to Thompson. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you. Childersburg trails by 13. Here's Phillip Robinson. He'll find a head open up at the top of the key.
Won't take the shot.
And here's Childersburg looking a little stiffer with their defense now.
They were so much quicker to react to that screen and roll. It shut down their first 3 options on this set and made them completely reset. That's great defense so far.
Head gives a screen. They'll have Knight on the baseline. He almost throws it away, but recovered. Here's Nall to get it left wing. And that's going to be an offensive charge on Phillip Robinson, and he doesn't like the call. Nice job by Tay Fairman.
Now, you can not like it all you want to, but he was out of control, to say the least. I don't think the shot would have came close. Good job by Tay Ferriman. Heads up, taking a charge. See what we can do with it on this end.
And there's a foul on Sipsey Valley as Jacob Johnson cut to the goal. And that's going to put Jacob Johnson at the free throw line, or are they going to say it was on the floor? I think that may be a – well, actually, now, no, I think we'll get two free throws.
And the fouls all of a sudden starting to mount up. That's five in the quarter for Sipsey Valley. You kind of talked about it earlier going the other way. It's kind of flip-flopped a little bit this third quarter. It's been a deliberate effort from Childersburg to get the ball into the paint and get contact, and we still cannot make more than one out of two free throws.
Yeah, that's going to be our Achilles heel, it seems like, this year. Rebounding is good. Ball control is usually pretty good. Shooting's okay. We have nights where we're much better shooting than basketball, but if we can't hit more than 50% of our free throws, we're going to struggle in close ball games. Sipsey Valley breaks the press, gets a wide open three, and they knock it out of bounds. It'll be Childersburg basketball. And you got to think, as we've cut this thing to...
should be 12.
Yeah, it is 12. But you got to think, KJ, that after 7 of 10 in the first half from three-point land, at some point in time, they're going to cool off. Seneca Sheely got bumped, and that's going to be another foul on Sipsey Valley.
Fouls just mounting up left and right. And if you're Childersburg, leaving 2 points, one from Sheely and one from Johnson at the line, this would be a 10, staring at a potential 9 and 8 point game. But you can't think about the past. You can't think about the misses. Each time you step up here, you just got to clear your head and make them.
And this is going to be, we're in the bonus until the end of the third quarter. So two shots for Sheely here. They were not, was not a shooting foul. He makes the first. And he'll get one more, and we'll shoot two on every whistle to the end of the third quarter. 39-28 now.
We talked about slowing the game down, and all of a sudden this third quarter has taken a really long time to play, and it's really hurting Sipsey Valley, as now you see the lead trim to 10 and a timeout for Sipsey Valley.
Yeah, 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Sipsey Valley will have the basketball, and they'll go full court distance against full court pressure. Childersburg down by 10 right now with 2:22 to go third quarter. But Childersburg has cut into what was a 17-point lead, and Sipsey Valley finding themselves having a hard time getting up the floor with this pressure.
And fouls mounting up on the other end. This has been a quarter to forget so far for Sipsey Valley. Childersburg has made several adjustments, and it's gotten them back in it.
Now they're imploring a half-court trap. This will leave people open for some long-distance shots, but where they were 7 of 10 in the first half, this half they're not as good, but that was an answer right there by Colin Warren. They've had five different guys hit threes. Brandon Calhoun with a quick three, no good.
That's too quick. He wanted to go and get the 3 points right back and just settled for a mediocre shot.
Sipsey Valley in the front court now, leading by 13 with 1:40 to go in the third stanza. Childersburg starters back in there with the exception of Duke Fairman, who's on the bench with three fouls. Here's Valley. They'll beat Brandon Calhoun to the baseline. 6-foot shot, no good. And Calhoun goes back to corral the defensive rebound. Here comes Jacob Johnson with it. He'll back it around. Give it to Tay. Seneca, scoot, wants to get in the lane. Turnaround, backup shot. That wasn't a good shot by Sheely. He forced that one. And Sipsey Valley with a rebound. Still up by 13.
Yeah, that was just another forced shot. Shortersburg's done a pretty good job so far today of shot selection, but the last two have not been good. And here's where you got to be deliberate. Get this thing back down to 10 or less before the quarter.
Nice dump off to Hezekiah.
Oh,
what a pass by Tay.
That was a right-handed behind the head right in the breadbasket. Wow.
42. 31. Under 30 seconds to go now in the half. Sipsey Valley, they may hold for one shot. They'll get a wide open three in the corner. That one's no good. Childersburg with a chance to draw under 10. 10 seconds in the quarter. Here's Seneca Sheely, top of the key. He'll find Jacob Johnson. They'll give it down to Hezekiah. You got to go to work, big man. He finds Tay open for three, and that's not our forte, but Tay had to shoot it because it is the end of the third quarter of play. We will go to the fourth quarter. Childersburg trails by 11. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Atkinson Homes isn't just selling houses. They're building homes tailored to your lifestyle. Located on Highway 280 in Childersburg, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier models offer smart layouts and quality finishes. Whether you need two bedrooms or four, two baths or three, they've got you covered. With flexible financing options and complete delivery and setup, owning your perfect home is within reach. Discover more at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by Alabama Termite. Now, back to the action.
Thompson High School for the Thanksgiving tournament here at Thompson High School, and Childersburg finds themselves in the consolation game and trailing by 11 to 4A Sipsey Valley. Now, let me go on and tell you this now. If Childersburg can't pull this out, and they go 3-3 on this short season going into the holiday, the three games they've lost to has been to a semifinal Lee Scott team, a 7A Thompson team. Yeah, and a 4A Sipsey Valley team if this holds up. We get Brandon open for three, can't get it, and Xavion Swain not big enough to get the rebound over Colin Warren. Here comes the Bears with it. They'll get it into the front court and hold on to it. They get a wide-open head for three. No good. Good backside rebound by Seneca. We got to push things, and we've got them beat. Seneca's going to go down the lane. Can't get the shot to go. I thought he was fouled. Childersburg on the floor for the basketball. They've got it. They get it to Brandon. To Seneca. Baseline. He's up and in.
9-9.
Yeah, 9 points. Sipsey Valley lead. Here comes the press. And a near steal in the backcourt. They're going to call a foul. This one's going to be on Jacob Johnson as he pushed Caden Knight a little bit and bailed him out. I thought we might be close to 10-second call getting it over half court. But
And it was coming because initially it was a steal attempt and a deflection. That was clean, but I think Jacob bumped him with his knees a little bit, drawing a push foul. Was a good call, but nearly another turnover. When we have been in this press, it has really turned us around defensively.
And I think Jacob Johnson's been on the floor more than a towel. That's a traveling call. I saw that before they blew the whistle.
Xavion Swain has been playing lockdown defense in this press.
Yep. He's a good sophomore coming off that bench for this heavily senior Childersburg Tiger team. They'll get it into Brandon. To Jacob Johnson now. Back to Seneca, long three. That one's short a little bit. And Phillip Robinson with a rebound. And Valley now into the front court. You wonder how long it'll be before we may see Duke Fairman come back into the game. Double team. Robinson's got it. Pulls up from the free throw line. No good. Nice rebound by Brandon Calhoun. Here come the Tigers down by 9. 6:35 to go. We got to start getting some buckets on these stops. And they're going to call traveling. And right now, I think Scoot even though he's capable, I think he's just trying to do a little too much.
I was just about to say the same thing. He's trying to do too much on his own.
Timeout on the floor. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Tired of headaches and migraines ruining your day? At Broadway Spinal Care, we find the cause, not just cover the pain. Our gentle, drug-free care can bring lasting relief and help keep headaches and migraines from coming back. Let us help you feel like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start feeling better naturally.
Worried about pests invading your home or business? Alabama Termite and Pest Control has you covered. From rodents and termites to bugs and hornets, their experts handle it all. Choose from monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly services tailored to fit your needs. Call 256-378-6903 today or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg. Proudly serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties. Protect your space. Call today.
Childersburg will give it up after the turnover, down by 9, 6.5 minutes to go. KJ, still got to get some stops, but this thing's still not with the three-pointer. We're a long way from being done.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Even without the three-pointer, just a few good stops and scores, and you're right back into this thing. It was at one point 17, and it's been cut down to 9. Childersburg with a great third quarter of basketball.
Childersburg with their starters on the floor with the exception of Duke Fairman. That's a nice drive by Colin Warren, the junior, and he puts it in and gives them back to a double-digit lead. Duke Fairman on the bench with 3 fouls. I would think we'd see him at some point in time here before long. Other than that, the other starters in there along with Xavion Swain. Sheely cut off on the baseline, gets it to Brandon. Back to Jacob Johnson, inside to Brandon. Nice up and under move, and he puts it in for 2.
Yeah, that was a nice move. He felt the defender on his hip, faked him up into the air, easy lay-in, and back to the press for Childersburg.
Again, 9-point lead. Here's Sipsy with a 3-on-2 after breaking the press. And they should have been called for traveling. Don't get to call. Long 3, no good. 7 of 10 in the first half. They've cooled off a lot here in the second. Sheely will get an open 3. Good, and the Tigers have cut this thing to 6. And Sipsy Valley wants to talk about it. We will take a timeout. Tigers back in it down by 6. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Fall into savings with Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Coosa Pines is all about helping you enjoy more and stress less. Now through December 31st, refinance your auto loan, RV, boat, or farm equipment loan from another financial institution, and you can receive up to $200 cash back. From back roads to the lake or your next road trip, we've got the tools to help you save before winter rolls in. Apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or visit any local branch today. Membership required. Restrictions apply. Member NCUA.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Childersburg down by 6. They have clawed and fought their way back into this. And Sipsy Valley with the basketball with 5:06 to go. Near steal by Scoop, and Phillip Robinson drives in and cashes in from about 8 feet. And it's back to an 8-point lead. Near turnover for Childersburg. And here's Tay Fairman. Spins in the lane, puts it up. Good. And did they call it? Oh, my goodness. I don't know. Did they call it? They did. A foul. I thought they were going to call an offensive foul. But Tay Fairman now with a chance to draw this game to within 5 points with 4:47 to go with a free throw here. And he's good. The senior cuts the lead to 5. It's as close as we've been since the first quarter. Here's that pressure again. Sipsy Valley just has not handled this very well. They break it this time and get it into the front court. Here's Phillip Robinson near steal. Childersburg does have it. Xavion Swain's got it. Are they going to call a foul or traveling? And they call a foul on Sipsey Valley. Or no. Xavion Swain gets a timeout. So we will take a quick timeout. Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
For decades, the Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department has provided programs, sports, clubs, and events for all ages in and around the Coosa Valley. Activities all year round and the opportunities for you and your family member to be involved are endless. The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is here for you and your community.
Dave McCurley with you here at Thompson High School, and joined now by Alex Bauman. He's going to sit in for KJ for the last few minutes. 4:32 to go. Childersburg's as close as they've been in this one. Sipsey Valley size. They shot 7 of 10 from three-point land in the first half. Cooled off here in the second half. Childersburg's been in dire foul trouble with Duke Fairman, but everybody else seems to be okay, and now we're just chipping away at it.
It's hard to keep shooting almost 70% from the three-point line for Sipsey Valley going into the second half after taking such a long break, and Childersburg have ramped up their excellent defense.
Well, Sipsey Valley almost had a steal here, and they're going to get the turnover anyway as they call traveling on Brandon Calhoun. So Childersburg, here they go. Sipsey Valley has not handled this pressure very well at all. Not just necessarily from turnover standpoints, but they just have not been able to get into a rhythm offensively, even when they get it across half court like now, and they throw it away. Here's a steal by Seneca Sheely. He'll lay it in, and the Tigers are down by three.
This defense is very, very good. That's what Johnny Johnson said when we interviewed him for Media Day. I asked him what the strength of his team was, and the first thing that came out of his mouth was defense.
Don't foul here. You got them in a quandary in another. And there's going to be a chance for Sipsey Valley to get in. What a block from behind by Jacob Johnson. They finally tip it in with head. They're just so big, but a five-point lead now for Sipsey Valley. Still plenty of time. 3:40 to go in this game. Childersburg's clawed their way back into it. Tay with a spin move down the lane. Shot wouldn't go. Thought he was fouled. And Sipsey Valley is going to control the basketball.
Not a huge fan of that shot from Brandon Calhoun. Just no ball movement at all.
And there's a block from behind, and they're going to get Seneca Sheely on the foul. As right now, Childersburg has got three seniors, a sophomore, and a junior on the floor. And that sophomore right now, Xavion Swain, limping heavily. I think he's got some cramping issues going on right now. And Sipsey Valley short arms a free throw with Cornelius Brown. He'll get one more. And as I mentioned, Xavion comes out. Here comes Duke Fairman. He has not seen the floor but about 4 minutes today. He's been in foul trouble the whole time. And they can't convert on either one, so still a five-point game, 3:19 to go. Here's Tay. Beats his man, finds Seneca Sheely, open for three, no good. I knew that was short from the time it left his hands.
But a beautiful feed from Tay Fairman. Yep. Drives to the paint, and it easily kicks it out to the wide-open shooter.
Absolutely. Sipsey Valley being double-teamed. They get it to head across the court. Now back it goes to Caden Knight. Here's Colin Warren driving the baseline. Back out top it goes, and I think they're wanting to run clock, and they find a wide open Cornelius Brown on the back cut, and he lays it in, and it's back up to a 7-point lead. Childersburg needs a bucket here in a big kind of way. Foul line, Seneca Sheely, he short-armed it, and that's a sign of fatigue right there.
I've not been a huge fan of the last couple of possessions for Childersburg outside of that three-pointer that Sheely took. Just felt like they're trying to force way too much right now.
Should have been an over-the-back on Sipsey Valley on that miss attempt, but they don't get the call, and now a foul is going to be on Jacob Johnson, and is almost out to half court, and Childersburg still, I don't think they're anywhere close to the limit. So 2:17 to go, 50-43. Sipsey Valley in the lead, and there's a timeout on the floor. I'll take a timeout with them as well. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Back pain, joint pain, chronic pain. It doesn't have to control your life. At Coosa Valley Medical Center, Dr. Matthew Kimball offers advanced pain blocks that can get you moving again quickly and safely, close to home and with care you can count on. CVMC is here to help you reclaim your quality of life. Don't wait. Call 256-872-7776 today for more information.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. After a Chillsburg Parks and Recreation timeout, Sipsey Valley will get the ball up by 7 with 2:17 to go. And we've got to foul two more times to get them to the free throw line. And this is Phillip Robinson, who went out of the game earlier. Looked like he stepped on somebody's foot and turned his ankle. He's back in there, and he is obviously their best athlete. He's got it now, right wing. He'll go down in the lane, kick it back out to Caden Knight. And now Warren's got it. Back to Knight. And they'll just play catch with it. Chillsburg, sooner or later, is going to have to force the foul issue here. Tay almost got a steal from Caden Knight. It was tipped. And here the basketball is in the corner now to Cornelius Brown. They'll just play keep away with it until we decide to foul.
It's like watching the Dean Smith four corners offense, keep away.
Yeah, spacing is all about, and they're going to call a foul, I believe, on Brandon Knight. He will, Brandon Calhoun, excuse me, he will foul Caden Knight. So one more, and they should be at the free throw line shooting two. They've been kind of like us, hit or miss from the free throw line, and now with 1:18 to go, they'll call another foul on Childersburg, and I believe that one was on Sheely. And that'll send Caden Knight, the sophomore, to the free throw line. This is a big 4A Sipsey Valley team. I mean, all these guys are within 6'3", 6'4", bigger, with the exception of Nall, who hadn't played very much, and he misses his first free throw.
And the problem Childersburg is going to have down 7 points, they've shown they don't really have their legs right now shooting the jump shot. They're going to have to get to the basket quickly.
He misses both. That's what you want. Here comes Tay, who grabs a rebound. Chillsburg would be good to, like you said, get inside. They did with Seneca. He was tripped. However, we get the basketball back. Tay's going to go down, lay it up. No. Oh, my goodness. They're going to call an offensive foul.
That was a pretty poor call.
We've had three or four of those poor calls today. That was just awful.
I don't get the whistle. I didn't see anything. Didn't see a hooker at all from – oh, no, they called it.
Well, he called it, did he not?
He pointed towards the other direction.
Yes, he did. And Tay Fairman is at the free throw line, and I'm wondering – I still really don't know which way it's going to go, but I think we're going to be shooting free throws, because that would have been an absolute – horrible call. And I don't know. We'll see. But Childersburg, nevertheless, has got a chance here to score with the clock stopped. Down by 7 with 1:05 to go. This thing not over with yet. Go ahead.
Especially with Sipsey Valley struggles at the free throw line, missed their last four free throws. I would definitely foul the guy that's missed those free throws for Sipsey Valley if I was Childersburg.
And I think at this point in time, as Tay can't hit his, he's been hit or miss from the line today, normally a pretty good free throw shooter. But at this point in time, with a minute to go, you're not going to be able to be choosy. They're just going to keep away. You got to foul the guy with the basketball first chance you get, and Tay missed both of them. That's just not like him.
Those are the gimme points that every coach needs.
And now Seneca Sheely will be forced to foul on the inbounds. And I believe this will be Caden Knight, who just missed two. And we'll go back to the free throw line. He's a sophomore. with right at a minute to go in the game. Chillsburg still down by 7. This time, he's good. It increases the Sipsey Valley lead to 8. Under a minute to go now, 59.7. He'll get one more. No good, and Sipsey Valley gets the long rebound. That's the kind of day it's been, as Childersburg now trapping everywhere. This is going to open up some opportunities for Sipsey Valley. They're in no hurry, though. Why should they be? Robinson with the basketball. They'll get it down on the baseline. They'll throw it back out. Nearly backcourt, but they save it. Under 35 seconds to go now. Sipsey Valley by 8, and they're going to win this game. And Childersburg is going to go 3-3 on the year. There's a foul on the sideline against Duke Fairman. That'll put Cornelius Brown at the free throw line. You can only chase so long, and sooner or later, you're going to catch your own tail. And I tell you one thing, and I'm being honest, we have not played well today, okay? You know, I shot the ball very well. We've been in this thing. But I got to be honest with you, this is a very good 4A Sipsey Valley team. Very good.
They've shown it all night long, getting after that lead, shooting the three-pointer the way they shot it all day. They're going to be a tough team to beat in their area.
Yeah. Tay Fairman comes down and drives one home over the outstretched arms of Cornelius Brown. Childersburg trying to get a steal in the backcourt with 10 seconds to go. And they're going to get a foul. And not sure who this foul's on. I think it's on Jacob Johnson. And that will put Sipsey Valley at the line with 8 seconds to go, up by 8. And this here will be Phillip Robinson going to the line. And he's good, and Childersburg will see their season go to 3-3, but losing to Lee Scott, Thompson, and now Sipsey Valley by a combined 14 points in 3 losses.
Those are formidable opponents. Duke Thompson, 7A, Sipsey Valley, 4A, and even Lee Scott, they're a 3A, but they're a private school, and they made pretty far in the state tournament last year.
Absolutely, and Jacob Johnson gives a bucket at the end. Childersburg loses by 7. We'll come back here in just a moment with the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union postgame show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"Ugh, come on.
Seriously?
This is so extra."
But what you could say is,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
Your local State Farm agent is available when and where you need them, online, over the phone, or even in person. State Farm agents are here to answer your questions and help you file your claim.
This is so extra.
State Farm Insurance Agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg.
Imagine a job where weekends are free, health benefits are fully covered, and vacation time comes standard. It might sound too good to be true, but that's everyday life at INEOS USA in Childersburg. With team members who have been there for over 20 years, it's clear this is more than just a job. It's a place to grow. Find them at 100 Nippon Drive or swing by the Talladega Career Center to apply. INEOS USA, where great careers and great people come together.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union post-game show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
To 47, Sipsey Valley wins it over Childersburg by 7. Dave McCurley, Alex Bauman with you on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union post-game show. Alex, I know you were here. KJ and I were on for most of it, but your thoughts about what you've seen, you know, very big, athletic team from Sipsey Valley. And when you shoot 7 of 10 from 3-point in the first half and get a 17-point lead, really at all costs, all you need to do is protect the basketball. They didn't do that in the third quarter. Childersburg got it close but never could get over the hump.
What I saw from Childersburg in this game is they have a lot of grit and a lot of willpower, and no lead is safe when you play the Childersburg Tigers. Down 17 points at halftime, was able to get it close within almost, I think they had it within a possession, David, 3 points. And to be able to do that down 17 at half, it shows how good defensively they are. That pressure they ramped up at halftime was absolutely outstanding and helped them out so much to get back in that game.
Absolutely. Well, now everybody will take the Thanksgiving holiday off. Childersburg will come back next week. They have games against both of them on the road. Johnny Johnson loves two things with his basketball teams, and it seems to pay off every year. You play excellent competition, bigger schools. Childersburg was the smallest classification school in this tournament. That says a lot. You play excellent teams, and you play on the road a lot in the first half of the season. To have your home games scheduled toward the back end, especially in the area play. So that's all set up. The record, 3-3. It may not be the most impressive thing, but the teams that they have played and making themselves better. Did they get better today? Probably not. I alluded to this to KJ. I don't know if you heard me or not, but Childersburg, excuse me, played Friday night in a gritty game against Coosa, come back Saturday and beat your alma mater in Chelsea on Saturday morning, 6A team, lose by 3 to Thompson yesterday, 7A host of this tournament, and then they lose to Sipsey Valley, a very good 4A team, by 7 today. I think they showed very, very good in this tournament.
They did, and that's the thing. You might not get the W's in the win column, but you're going to get better. You're going to figure out what your team needs to work on, and what you saw in this game in particular was you need to get out to a faster game. You got out a little bit slower. You didn't defend the three-point line as well as you needed to. But in the second half, you saw how good that defensive pressure was and that trap defense is for Childersburg. That's going to be their strength all year. That's what Johnny Johnson knew their strength was going into the season. But offensively, they just have to get better, have to get into a quicker flow earlier in that game, and they'll be perfectly fine. But playing competition like Thompson, like Chelsea, like Sipsey Valley, like Coosa Central, you're only going to get better and better as the season goes on playing those type of teams.
And one thing I'll add to what you said, you may not take home the trophy from this Thanksgiving tournament, but that's not the trophy we're looking for at the end of the year. So
definitely not.
Hopefully Childersburg, they're going to keep getting better. If they stay healthy, they're going to be right there when the time comes. So Childersburg is going to go to 3-3. I'll be back with you next week on the Tiger Sports Network with another high school basketball game, probably from Pell City next Friday night. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and of course, we'll see you next time on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, home of the Childersburg Tigers, presented by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Radio Alabama Sports, and RA Digital, sponsored in part by Brown Heating and Cooling, State Farm Agent Ron Carroll, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Ineos, Childersburg Parks and Recreation, and the City of Childersburg, First Baptist Church of Childersburg, Alabama Termite, Atkinson Homes, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gong, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, Bucks Island, and Sylacauga Pediatrics. The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is a product of Radio Alabama Sports and Radio Alabama. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.